Welcome to today's episode. We're going to be reflecting on you today. Yes, you. Today is all about you. In episode 13, we talked about you meeting the six human needs of your customers, your suppliers, and your team. Well, today we're going to flip this around and make sure you are meeting your six human needs too. Look, if you're kind of hyper-focusing on your work or your business, or you're constantly resolving problems, maybe you're getting up early just to get some peace and quiet while you sort out those business financials, or maybe you're just working through lunch or skipping lunch, maybe not even having breakfast. Are you not getting to the gym or putting off your exercise routine? I wonder even if you're making those social events you really want to go to, but you're simply just too tired. Are you feeling distracted when you're with your family and friends? Are you putting your time right there? Are you present with them? Or are you getting distracted by other needs of your business, etc.? Are you not being the mum or partner you want to be? Or are you feeling a lack of balance between home and business and it's just one big mess? Perhaps you're bouncing between being a mum, a wife, a business owner, a friend, a domestic engineer, and the list goes on and on and on. Or you're just not sleeping well. Well, you can consider yourself somewhat normal amongst women in business. It's not a great thing that that's how we are, but that's typically the life of women in business. So today's episode is a gentle reminder of how you need to ensure your six human needs are being met to foster the balance you are looking for. So yes, today's a bit of a come to Jesus meeting with Deb about you meeting your own needs first. So get yourself comfy as we dive into today's quick win. Let's do it. Are you ready to work less, stress less, and make more money? I bet you're tired of working really hard, putting in crazy hours, and still not getting the results you know you deserve. How about we swap constant overwhelm for ease and grace and take your business to the next level? Imagine having absolute certainty with every decision you make. There's a way you can achieve it all without losing yourself. I'm Deb Field, quick win coach, business boss, and keep it simple CEO. I've been successfully taking small, medium, and large businesses to the next level for decades. Want to learn how? Go grab your favorite cuppa. I'm about to share powerful quick wins you can apply today. Let's create business magic with your heart at the center of everything you do. Most of us know what we need to do, but we're driven by things that demand attention in the moment. The kids need feeding, the dog needs a wash, hubby can't find his favourite tracky pants, bills need to be paid, the team at work need help, the supplier payments are due. I mean, you've got the picture, right? You haven't even got clean clothes for tomorrow. Oh, been there, done that. And your friends are wanting you to come to a wine tasting event, which sounds amazing, but you're just too tired. And this is all in the first hour of you arriving home for the day. Come on. How are we meant to do this? Us women typically don our superwoman suit and keep it on most days. It's tiring. Today we remind ourselves of the importance of our needs being met. This is not being selfish, by the way. Stop that thinking right now if you're going there. This whole selfish thing is crazy. Self-care and consideration is absolutely necessary. And without your six human needs being met, you cannot be who you need to be for and with others. It's pretty simple, right? Look, I can relate to this. I'm often trying to get all my ducks in a row so I can have time for me. Well, this never happens, right? Those ducks are just hopeless. So in the past, I would set a goal to get things done so I could reward myself with things I need, simple things like, you know, having a bath or going for a walk, etc. And I realized I was taking everything on and not saying no. My boundaries were pretty much non-existent. It cost me way too much, my energy, my well-being, and my happiness. Now, thank goodness for girlfriends who actually gave me a big kick up the butt and reminded me of what's important. Yay the girls. I mean, you need friends like that, right? Now, here's an example. Like today, I was putting this podcast episode together and I usually record it on a Wednesday morning and my husband edits it for publication Wednesday afternoon. However, today I was so low in energy and instead of driving through my tiredness and just getting it done, I decided to take a break and go out for lunch with my husband. He was home And I thought, well, why not? Why not? Why don't we just take this opportunity? And then when I got home, I had a bit of a nap. It was so nice. I feel quite refreshed now. So here I am recording the episode after having this wonderful time with my husband, bit of a nap, and here I am connecting with you with today's quick win. So today I'm going to be that friend. There's going to be some butt kicking, and we're going to just establish a few things you can put in place so you can feel your needs being met. It's so important. You may feel a little discomfort in this session today, but I really encourage you to stick around because I'm only going to ask you to find one thing you can put in place, and you're worth it. Even though you've got all these other demands on you, stick around and let's jump in. So first and foremost, you matter and your children are watching you. So you're a role model for them in every moment. They watch everything you do and you're showing them how to live life and who they should be in life. They see everything. For example, your daughter will be noticing if you put yourself first or last, and what you take on and what you don't take on, and what you ignore and what you get to and what you do. She's watching everything. She's learning how to be the person she's going to be when she gets older. So your son will be watching on how you are doing it all and taking on too much. And this may influence how he will expect his future wife to be. They're always watching us. Let's get the balance you need. Which human needs of yours are not being met? And let's get real with this and put things in place today. Let's set the role modeling for your children that you really want to put in place and have them live into the future. So here's how we're going to do it. We're going to look at each human need and then you can decide what you need to change to get the balance back into your life. As I go through each need, I want you to think about just one thing you can put in place today. Let's just keep it simple. You're not taking a big laundry list of things that you've got wrong or things you need to change. That doesn't work. That's just more overwhelm. I just want you to get one thing out of today's session that can work towards you meeting your six human needs. All right, so take it easy. Let's first look at certainty, and this is the need for security, stability, and reliability. So we're going to look at home. How's certainty appearing with your partner, your kids, your family, your friends, your financials, safety and security at home? How is that all going? Is there anything that needs changing in there? You know, are you giving your partner and your kids certainty? Are you getting certainty at home? So let's look at business. Is there certainty with the performance of your business, the scope and model of your business, the team you've got, the financials? Is your business sustainable? Is it giving you certainty? Now, I absolutely recommend you go listen to episode 4 because there's one thing you can do, and I can help you with this, and that is to get that business model done. So go over into episode 4. That will give you absolute certainty, I guarantee it. So let's go to human need number 2, variety. This is the need for change, stimulation, and challenge. Now at home, is there spice in your life with your partner? Is there a bit of variety in there? Or do you guys watch the same thing every night, have the same dinner, the same place? Where's the spice and, you know, something new and exciting with your partner? I can see your imagination going wild now. Me too. So how are you spending time with your kids? Is it Groundhog Day with them? Are they hearing the same thing from you every day? Have you got a project at home that engages your creativity or passion? Is there variety at home? Or is it just Groundhog Day every day? Give it some thought. Now let's jump into your business. Are you constantly working in your business instead of on your business? If you're doing that, it's going to be day in, day out, the same sort of problems, the same sort of work that you're doing. You're going to have, you know, things piling up on top of you and you'll be in that doing mode instead of thinking about your business. Do you have enough variety in your day? Do you keep things fresh and interesting at work for you and your team? You know, where's that variety in your business? So let's look at the next one, which is significance. This is the need to feel acknowledged, recognized, and valued. So let's go to home first. Are you acknowledged and valued as a mum, a partner, and a friend? Or are you seen as the one who gets everything done and makes sure everyone else is okay first? Now that's a tricky one, isn't it? We really need to reflect on that. So in business, Do you operate at the whims of the team and customers? Or are you that leader that empowers and inspires others? Do people see you as significant and important at work? Do you feel that? If not, you're probably down in the weeds with your team and not leading from the front. Let's go to the next one, connection. Now, this is the need for true belonging and to feel a connection with others. So at home, are you making time for your partner, your kids, your friends and your family? Are you actually seeing connection as important? That's time where you strip away everything else and you're present with someone else. You're connected with them. It can be as simple as a phone call or, you know, doing something different for dinner with your partner or connecting with your kids in a very different way than you have in the past. So in business, do you have time to connect with your team or are they simply operating to deliver what you need? Do you step out of the doing enough to notice and connect with your customers and suppliers? You're surrounded by amazing people in your business, in and around your business. How many are you truly connecting with? And let's go to number five, which is the human need for growth. This is the need to grow or improve or develop in your character, skills or spirit. So at home, what hobbies are you enjoying outside of work? What passions are you following? Do you have something you'd love to learn or you keep putting something off that you'd like to do, like a hobby or something else? Give some thought to that. Let's look at your business. How are you evolving personally and professionally in your business? Do you have a coach? Do you read, listen to podcasts or invest in education to take your business to the next level? For one thing, I'm glad you're here with me because that shows me that you are actually looking to grow. So that's a beauty. So number six is contribution. This is the need to give to help others or to make a difference. So at home, how are you contributing to your home life, your social life, your love life and those in need? How are you making a difference to others? Are you involved in any charity work? How are you contributing and feeling like you're a contributor at home? Now let's look at your business. Is your business making the difference you intended it to make? Like, did you have a vision at the very start of how your business could contribute to something else? And are you contributing in that way? Or are you contributing to your team aside from their salary? How can you contribute in business and feel that sense of contribution? Okay, so that's the six human needs. Now, no doubt as you've been going along, you created a long list of things you need to change or you'd like to change. Just pick one thing and implement it today. Don't overload yourself, but keep the list, right? Because these are things that are going to shift how you feel. It'll kind of give you more energy because your needs are getting met. However, keep an eye on how you're letting your needs slide while meeting the needs of others. It's a bit of a balance, isn't it? When you're trying to meet the needs of others and you're trying to meet the needs of yourself. This week, implement that one thing to make a difference. Have that bath. Play games with the kids. Go on a date night with hubby. Look amazing, by the way, just for yourself. Maybe you might want to start knitting again or read that book or be the queen for the day. You deserve it. On a side note, if you realize you're lacking certainty in your business, please reach out and let's get your business model on one page done. This is one of the best things you can do to establish absolute certainty with every decision you make. Just go to quickwinsforbusiness.com/offer and snag the podcast special. It's a beauty. Honestly, I'm loving it because I watch people change in front of me when they get this business model done. Their confidence goes up, their certainty goes up, and every one of them cannot believe the amount of distractions this removes from their lives. So jump on that if that's something you think could help. Now, I hope over the next few months, you listen to this episode a few times to remind yourself of the changes that you can put in place to ensure your needs are met. Small changes can make a big difference. So thanks for letting me kick your butt today and remind you that you matter. Have a great day. I hope you loved today's episode and it provides value to you and your business. There are two quick things you can do to pay it forward. One, share this episode with other women you know and love. And two, take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcast. This will enable more women in business to receive this valuable information. Let's share the love. Finally, go to quickwinsforbusiness.com, get your free business checklist, and join our private Facebook community, where I'll be sharing additional quick win tools. Let's work together. Join me here next week with another exciting episode sharing more quick wins for your business. Have a great day.